Every Sunday, we have a children's story paired with the biblical story that we have for the day. And what we're doing is we're teaching our children to live their lives inside of the biblical stories. So we partner them with children's stories that have the same theme. We ask questions that help to translate the Bible theme into their daily lives, and then we're teaching them to pray. So we're going to just see the first part of this, and then we're going to dismiss them to have the rest of their conversation and their prayer outside. But we're doing this so that you know what's happening out there. It's good to see the whole part of our worship life from time to time. So welcome to Word for the Children.
Oh, did we miss one?
And
could
we have the picture.
Pass that down for me? Thank you. Crayons? There we go. All right, our first story today is The Quiet Book. Can everyone see? All right. There are many kinds of quiet. First one, awake quiet. Can everyone see the illustrations? Oh, okay, you guys can see behind me. All right, sounds good. Jelly side down quiet. Don't scare the robin quiet. Others telling secrets quiet. Coloring in the lines quiet. Thinking of a good reason you were drawing on the wall quiet. Hide and seek quiet. Last one to get picked up from school quiet. Swimming underwater quiet. Pretending you're invisible, quiet. Lollipop, quiet. First look at your new haircut, quiet. Sleeping sister, quiet. Right before you yell, surprise, quiet. Making a wish, quiet. Top of the roller coaster, quiet. Best friends don't need to talk, quiet. Surprise visit from Aunt Tilly, quiet. Do iguanas bite? Quiet. Before the concert starts, quiet. Trying not to hiccup, quiet. First snowfall, quiet. Car ride at night, quiet. Too many bubbles, quiet. Story time, quiet. Tucking in teddy, quiet. Bedtime kiss, quiet. What flashlight, quiet. Sound asleep, quiet. So I have some questions for our first story. So what kinds of quiets do you guys practice? Does anyone have an answer for me? Reading quiet? Yeah, that's certainly one. Do you have a certain quiet? Yeah. What is it? Craft quiet. That's a good one. Do you have one? People craft quiet? No. What is it? Read a book craft quiet. That's pretty cool. Do you guys have any over here? No, not really. Just quiet, quiet. All right. Next question. How is quiet like praying? How do you guys think they're alike? You be quiet? You can be. Do you have an answer? No, you're going to be quiet. All right. Next questions. How do quiet times connect us to God? Do you guys have an answer there? Are you going to join us? You can come join us. There you go. There you go. And do you have an answer to how you think being quiet connects us to God? Don't be noisy or talk back. You mean just have a nice, friendly conversation? Yeah. Okay, there you go. All right, our next story is from the Bible. And it's the Lord's Prayer story time. All right. Do they have images up there? No. So this is what it looks like. Can you see? All right. The Lord's Prayer. The disciples had seen Jesus do many amazing things, heal the sick, teach in the temple, and pray to God. They wanted to learn everything they could from Jesus. Teach us to pray, they said to Jesus. Out of all the things Jesus did, they thought this was the most important. When you pray, Jesus said, don't be like the people who stand on the street and use big words, loud voices, and long prayers. Find a place where you can be alone, then you will think only about God. Jesus said this prayer to show the disciples how they could pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. When Jesus said these words, he was saying that God is holy and important here on earth and in heaven too. He was asking God to give him what he needed each day. Jesus was also teaching us to ask God to forgive all of our sins, which God always does, and help us to learn to forgive other people. He asked God to help him remember to do what's right and not what's wrong. He finished his prayer by saying, everything in the world belongs to God forever and ever. Jesus taught the disciples so much about prayer. They never forgot how Jesus taught them to pray or words Jesus learned to pray to God. The end. All right, I have a couple more questions. Just finish the whole, like, all my questions. Oh, all my questions, okay. So the questions for this story is, why do you think the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray? He loved them. Yes, he did. What about you? What's your answer? They wanted him to. Yes, that's also correct. Anybody else have an answer? They wanted to be closer to God. Do you guys have anything? Anything you want to tell us? Yeah, it's a good way to communicate to God. Do you guys have anything else before I ask my next question? You need a good teacher. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, my next question is, did you have one? They didn't know how to pray. Yeah, that's also true. And what did Jesus tell them to do? Pray. How did he tell them to pray?
By teaching them.
By teaching them. So they needed a leader because they didn't know how to start. Can you hug Mama? All right, my next question is, why should we pray the way Jesus taught his disciples? Why do you guys think it's helpful to pray the way Jesus taught his disciples? It's a good way, yeah. We like God, yes we do. Anybody else? You went to Kelowna. Is that another way of praying? All right, I have a couple more questions. How can you guys be quiet and have quiet times, just like in the first story? You can what? Oh, you can borrow the blue? Is that your answer? No? How can you be quiet and have a nice quiet time like in the books? Do you mean napping eventually or just sitting on your bed? And eventually, anybody else? How can you have a quiet time? By going to sleep, that's one way. What else? Do you have an answer? No. All right. How can you guys pray, just like in the second book? Do you have any methods that you do before bed or in the morning or before you eat your food? When do you usually pray?
No.
No?
At church.
At church, yeah. When you go to bed, that's a good time too. Do you have a bedtime prayer or?
I pray at school.
At school? That's pretty interesting. Does anybody else know when they pray?
No.
Why not? That's a quiet time. All right, I have another question. What difference do you think your quiet times and prayer times make?
My quiet time, I just
read or go to sleep. What do you usually read?
Book.
What do you read?
A chapter book.
That's pretty cool. What about you guys? What difference does it make when you have a quiet time or a prayer time? Do you feel calmer? Do you feel connected or closer to God?
Closer.
You feel connected. That's pretty cool also. What about you guys? Do you feel closer to God or connected or loved?
Connected.
Anybody else? Feel cared for when they pray or have a quiet time?
Not me.
Not you. All right. I believe we have our prayer of the day before we go. So if we could put our heads down for a prayer, and then I'll let you keep coloring later. All right. Dear Jesus, teach us to pray the way you taught your disciples. Help us to quiet ourselves so we can hear you. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming, guys. We'll see you later. All right, we're all done.
During Word for the children are given a half sheet of paper. This is what they were working on. Usually there's an activity that's related to the biblical story. It's usually a coloring thing. Sometimes it's a word game. On the other side are the questions that were asked and references for both of the stories. So parents, this is actually meant to be a help to you. If your child likes a story or a book in particular, that material comes home on this sheet and you have a way to find it instead of it just being captured in this one moment and then lost. And then do you have a thing up on the slide for me, Isaac? So all of the Word for Children that we do here at Church of the Cross is actually on our website. So this is the front page for Word for the Children. And if you click on Gospels, this next page comes up, and there's a list of stories there on the left. It's kind of small. We pulled up the Good Samaritan. And this whole resource, except for that coloring, except for the activity sheet, but this part of the resource is actually online. So if you're ever wanting to make connections between the biblical stories and children's literature, you can go find that, and about 95% of the books that we use are available at the public library. So just so you know what's going on at church, and this is a resource to you and the people in your lives, you can refer people to that, and you know kind of what we're up to. Also, from time to time, we adults find ourselves overwhelmed by the things in our life, and maybe what's going on in worship is a little bit more than we can handle. You should know that you are always invited to attend Word for the Children yourselves. So if you found this particularly calming or helpful and you'd like to sit in the background while the sermon happens in that way, you're always welcome to join Word for the Children. It happens right out here in the pink chairs. Okay, Phil. In order for us to do the work that we're going to do this morning, you're going to need a bulletin, one of these, and you're also going to need a post-it note. There should be one inside there. Everyone should have their own, and you're also going to need something to write with. So if you need any of those things, if you could raise your hand, we'll have the ushers come and make sure you have what you need. They didn't know I was going to do that, so now they're scrambling to get stuff. So actually, I can give mine to, mine doesn't have a post-it, no. Carolyn needs one up front. Actually, we got all kinds of needs.
How many deep? Two, three, four, five, four, five. Lauren, we need four or five up here. Front row there. Oh, you have two. Okay.
Everybody covered? Am I too late? Anybody need a pen? No?
There we go.
I have some extra bulletins if people need.
Did you get that bulletin?
You need a bulletin too?
Oh.
Anybody else? Did you get taken care of? Yeah. Anyone else? Fantastic. Okay.
All right. The Lord's Prayer starts with the words, "Our Father in heaven." Because we are God's children, and God wants to have a relationship with us. It's a very personal way of addressing God. And because of that, our own memories or feelings toward our earthly parents often have an influence on the way we view God. Now, if you're really close to your parents, especially your dad, then you might imagine God as someone who loves you and keeps you safe and provides for you and cares for you. But if your dad has not been a big part of your life, or you've had a bad relationship with him, then it might be easy to think of God as distant and uncaring, even cruel. The truth is, God is a great parent, better than any possible earthly father we could imagine. God loves us very much and wants the best for us. God wants to be close to us. God wants a relationship with us. Even if you have a hard time identifying with the image of God as your father right now, imagine the best father you can, a perfect father even. And listen to these verses that tell us a little bit more about who God is.